On Thursday and Friday nights, 16-year-olds Anaya Mireles and Malaya Muldrew earn money giving out food at a South Sacramento community center. I talked to them outside a noisy kitchen. Malaya says going to work is a relief.
I feel like if you don't have a job or anything, you're just like sitting in the house bored all day.
Anaya agrees. It's frustrating.
I want to be at school getting my credits to graduate, so it sucks that I have to take this free time that I don't really want.
Leaders in Sacramento's low-income neighborhoods say it's important to keep teens busy during school breaks, but the usual basketball leagues and teen nights have been canceled. Here's Malaya, then Anaya.
They need to do something, anything, because there's nothing for us to do at all. We can't even just go to the mall, can't go to the movies. Kids are gonna start like terrorizing stuff, and that's when problems are gonna come.
We are getting antsy waiting. I do feel like there is gonna be problems, like the mall, like people already fight there, but there's gonna be more drama because like on the first day, everybody's gonna be there. They're gonna be stealing, they're gonna be doing all this because we haven't been able to do anything for a while.
Some youth mentors say they're checking in with teens through phone and video chats, especially the ones that might not feel safe staying home. This Saturday night, churches and nonprofits are hosting a virtual pop-up on Instagram. But Anaya says teens are yearning for a physical place.
You know, I always talk about having like, not a club, but like a teen club, like a place where we could all hang out. Because we need somewhere for times like this, or for times when they feel like they can't be at home, or they can't be certain places, or they don't want to be in the streets and stuff like that.
For now, Anaya and Malaya say they'll keep passing the time with work and SAT prep. Sammy Kaola, Cap Radio News.